And for our final segment today, we welcome back retired meteorologist Hugh Johnson. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Sina. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
We're joined by Kathy today. So, for me, the big weather event was we had our first snow last weekend. So how does the timeline compare with other years?
Actually, Sina, it was our latest first measurable snow event ever. Latest ever.
No way.
Yes. Beating out 1889 by one day. Now, it wasn't our first latest first inch. That still goes to 2015, when we had snow not till after Christmas, but it's our first measurable, latest measurable snow ever. So that's pretty interesting and cool by itself. But yeah, it was an interesting day that we had what we call an upslope snow event on Friday. If you live in the valley, Hudson Valley, you got a dusting to maybe half an inch or so, maybe an inch in a few places. But if you went east, particularly to the Taconic Hills, the snow really racked up fast, up to a foot in some of the higher elevations, because you had this westerly flow slamming into the terrain, being forced upward, and there was a lot of moisture in that flow, and a couple of atmospheric things that just came together that really produced what we call a classic upslope snow situation. So we usually get about one or two of these a winter, so they're not that uncommon, but they're not that common either.
Yeah, I did notice driving around, there would be suddenly no snow and then suddenly quite a bit of snow. It felt very patchy, and you'd see these cars driving out with mounds of snow and you'd think they came from way up in the mountains. But so that's the upslope? Is that what you were saying?
Yep. You got it. Yep. And like I said, it happens about once or twice a winter and can really make a big difference over the area. I think everyone handled the upslope pretty well. The forecast was going for better parts of a half foot in the higher terrain. So I think it was well forecasted, but it made for a white Friday instead of a black Friday.
I'm so surprised at the statistic. That is a fun fact I was not expecting. Kathy.
So, yeah. I wonder, Hugh, it's nice to meet you. I wonder if you could
thanks,
tell
Kathy.
Us, what were the November Capital District weather highlights? What stood out for you? And, you know, if you need to go into history to talk about historical November weather highlights, if this weather was particularly dull this past month, you can feel free.
Yeah, I would say it was a little duller than normal. The upslope snow is probably the most exciting thing. We had a couple of rain events early. Actually, we did have that thunderstorm back. I was in Philly. That happened. It was a pretty strong thunderstorm complex, even with temperatures in the 40s. And that kind of grabbed your attention, because most people think of thunderstorms when it's warm and muggy, and it was in the 40s. Very dynamical system that produced that. So that was kind of exciting. Otherwise, it was a pretty drab month. Temperatures falling a little short of normal, especially here at the end. And up to the end, it looked like it was, I mean, we don't measure sunshine anymore, which I really don't agree with, but it seemed to me and others that we had a fairly sunny for November going in until this last week, and then it all kind of caved in. We had a lot of clouds and 4 or 5 days of flurries in a row, including the Black Friday thing. But, basically it wasn't a super atypical November, but there was the interesting thunderstorm event the first Saturday of the month. Or was it the second? But it was the second Saturday. It was in mid-November. And then the upslope event last week.
You mentioned measuring sunlight. Why have we stopped measuring sunlight? What is the purpose of measuring sunlight? Could you tell us a little more about that?
I need to ask one more question about that. Sorry. Who is in charge of deciding whether we measure sunlight or not? And if we among ourselves decided that sunlight should be measured, could armchair meteorologists undertake to measure sunlight on their own?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's no one telling you can't do that. Of course, to make it official is a whole different ballgame. But, you know, it's the powers to be in the Weather Service. I think it was just one of those things that felt that it was not necessary to spend money on. And, I mean, we still do cloud cover. Okay, so we do measure the cloud cover through ASOS, the instrument that helps actually observes the weather for us. Of course, humans still augmented. It's not totally automated, but it was just felt that that wasn't necessary, which I disagree with. I think there should be some thing for sunshine, especially now where people are relying on solar panels and things, although they're getting more efficient, so we don't need as much sun or as strong a sun as we did 10 or 20 years ago. But yeah, it's a disappointment. They stopped doing it about 15 years ago, something like that. And but, you know, again, subjectively, I thought we had Wednesday before Thanksgiving had a really blue, sunny day. It was one of the might have been the bluest day we had this year. It just seemed like it was just a brilliant sunny day with just a few clouds late in the day. But ever since then, it's been cloudy.
So we talk often about climate change. How is for solar panels, are the conditions improving?
Well, I think the technology is definitely improving. As far as the climate itself, I think we're getting a few more clouds because, again, warmer atmosphere yields more moisture, and more moisture can yield more clouds, especially in the winter. And I think that's a lot of the reason why this time of year through the winter, where temperatures are not as cold, because I think we're cloudier. I remember January where it was a lot colder and clear, and I don't think we're getting that as much. I think we're getting more clouds in the winter for sure. And, of course, this year we had an unusually cloudy July. I think no one will argue that. A lot of clouds and somewhat rainy days, just kind of depressing overall. So a lot more clouds, perhaps. That could be a signal of climate change.
So we're getting more clouds, yet I feel like I've been learning more about the lack of rain and the technological advancements to try to get clouds to rain. So we're getting more clouds, but they're not raining? Or I mean specifically regions, like I think certain parts of Australia and California. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I think California might be a little different. They might not be getting less clouds there, but I think we're getting more clouds and precipitation here. It's not, they're definitely going hand in hand. Now, we get days like today where it looks thick and cloudy, and we did get a few flurries, but there wasn't much precipitation. That's typical in November. But all in all, I'd say, you know, basically, if you look at our stats, we've inched up on precipitation and cloud cover, although cloud cover maybe not quite as much of a smoking gun, but, you know, precipitation absolutely is. Our winter statistics came out, we're running a good inch or two higher with precipitation throughout the winter than we used to, absolutely.
So, Hugh, we just have about a minute left. Mm-hmm. Are there any other silver linings to all these new clouds?
Well, it's going to prevent us from having super cold nights in the winter. I mean, maybe that's a good thing. You won't be calling your AAA people to come start your car. We don't get down to 20 below zero like we used to. We haven't been below 20 below zero since 1994, believe it or not. That used to be fairly common in the capital region. You go back to the 70s, 60s, and even 80s, you'll see a lot of nights that we hit 20 below or you know, frequently in January and February. We're seeing that rare almost never now. Like I said, it's been a long time since it's happened. So I guess that's a silver lining. We are getting less brutally cold nights. So I guess we'll take that as a positive.
And we're out of time, but can you give us a really quick forecast of the coming week?
Unsettled, but not no big storms, no big snowstorms, just a lot of little disturbances coming through, temperatures staying out or a little bit below normal. Thursday's the one day we get a bump in temperatures in the 40s, so enjoy because the rest of the week looks pretty cold.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much, Hugh Johnson, for joining us.
My pleasure.
Listen, if any listeners have climate questions, please email us at hmm@mediasanctuary.org. We will ask Hugh Johnson to answer them for us, and you might hear your question on the show.